A Central Piedmont Community College instructor has been encouraging students to read books by a widely noted conspiracy theorist who's pushed false claims about the coronavirus. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
You may have heard the false claim that wearing masks is harmful, or the false conspiracy theory that Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, is part of the, quote, deep state. Virologist Judy Mikovits has been widely discredited for pushing these and other ideas. So CPCC student Evie O'Keefe was surprised when she saw that instructor Deborah Dion highlighted books by Mikovits on the website for her biology class. They were listed under an uploaded document called Books I Enjoyed Reading.
And as I looked over the list, one of the names kind of popped out at me. And I didn't remember why I knew it, and that was Judy Mikovits. But the names of the books really screamed, like, alert, alert, and those were Plague of Corruption and The Case Against Masks.
O'Keefe emailed Dion to express concern that Dion seemed to be endorsing pseudoscience. According to emails O'Keefe provided, Dion wrote back that she agrees with Mikovits and wrote, quote, I am simply saying that I believe there are two sides of every story, and I know of so many people who have diseases caused by vaccines. In the coronavirus conspiracy film called Plandemic, Mikovits promotes conspiracies about vaccines and the coronavirus. Many social media sites like Facebook and YouTube have banned the film. O'Keefe was shocked at the response from her instructor.
My mouth dropped open and I gasped, because that is the last response I expected.
Dion did not respond to multiple requests for comment from WFAE. O'Keefe says she met with CPCC administrators. After that meeting, she says her instructor added a disclaimer to the reading list. It said in part, quote, some of the books are written by scientists who have been discredited. I have read them, and my opinion is that they were silenced by certain authorities. O'Keefe says then the list disappeared. That disappearance was apparently at the request of CPCC. College spokesman Jeff Lawrence says that leaders decided to have the list removed until, quote, they could ensure its messaging and delivery were better aligned with the course's learning outcomes. As for O'Keefe, she says she's now transferring out of Dion's class. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.